Marty, good to be with you.
Good to be back, Fred.
All right. It is good news this week. We have five great stories to talk about. There's many more in the Las Cruces Bulletin, but we have a lot of positive news, and that's good because a lot of the national stuff has not been so good, and international stuff has been even worse. So let's start with all this great local news. Very busy in Las Cruces over the next couple of days because Garth Brooks has five concerts, 60,000 some people coming in from all over the country. Probably you don't want to be on University Avenue in the afternoon on the weekend because it's going to be a little packed.
Not only that, yeah, there's baseball, NMSU baseball is playing in the afternoon Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
But Garth, we were, my publisher, Richard Coulthard, was somehow he got some tracking numbers on where the tickets are being sold, and they're being sold all over the country for this weekend for Garth. And we're able to, as the media, we're able to get an up-close look twice, actually. Other than the concert, there's a load-in kind of a ceremony on Friday afternoon, and we're going to be there. And so we'll have a big report in next week, actually,
All
this. And then I'm going Friday night to the show. And then Saturday, Garth is actually going to be on hand with, well, I'm bound to secrecy here, so I shouldn't say anything.
Okay, very good.
I can't go any further than
we
that.
We also have an event coming up this weekend at Spaceport America, and it's not any this thing going into space. They're staying on the ground.
Yeah, actually, I think they're trying to make that connection because it's the relay is following the Oñate Trail and the El Camino Real and
so
all
it's a
the,
relay race.
It's a relay right. race, but it really is talking about the history of and they're starting in El Paso. It's 180 miles.
Wow.
The way the relay goes, and they're doing teams of 6 and 12. There's one person that's going to be doing the whole by himself, I understand. But anyway, on Sunday afternoon, they're creating this Spaceway Village, and it's open to the public for a few bucks. It will cost to get in, but there's going to be all kinds of entertainment.
From the relay race to martial arts, you have a story.
Yeah, actually, Guzman Martial Arts out of Las Cruces performed at a competition in Albuquerque in March, and Guzman won second place as a team, and they got all kinds of winners, so they're real proud of that. We have that in sports.
All right. I always like stories like this. We have a local student who competed against many, many folks to win a scholarship.
Yeah, and actually, Haley Cook is her name, and she, out of 320,000 7th through 12th graders applied for this scholarship and the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. And she was one of only 16 around the nation that won. And she gets a $10,000 scholarship. She's going to use it to go to NMSU as
Congratulations.
Yes.
What an honor. 320,000. That's amazing. All right. And then finally, I did not even know this existed. So I'm really glad you had this story this week. We have a Las Cruces Chess Academy, and they had something to celebrate, too.
Absolutely, they went up to Albuquerque as well for a chess competition, and the Chess Academy had 10 students, we could call them, youngsters, K through 6, and they all got individual or team awards, and we focus on one such, Carson Kazmarek, who is an Acton Academy student, and he won New Mexico State champion in his class. So we have some talented people in this community.
Chess is a big deal, too. I saw a story recently on television, which was incredible, where a very wealthy person who wanted to remain secret paid a gentleman to go to a Mississippi school and teach young kids at an elementary school how to play chess. And it had it's had an incredible impact on those kids. So it's just amazing.
I'm sure they would beat my my pants off.
Me too.
I would not have a chance.
Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Those stories and much more this week. Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, Fred.